This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 2063. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, primarily shortwave. On this edition, recorded December 3rd, Alaska, Australia, Austria, Bougainville, Brazil, Bulgaria, Canada, China, Cuba, Eritrea, Germany, Greece, Iran, Kashmir, Korea, South and North, Netherlands, North America, Scotland, Spain, Sweden, Thailand, Turkey, UAE, USA, Vanuatu, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer, even with on-off Bulgaria reports, that one of the two transmitters at KNLS Alaska was off the air as of December 1st, number two transmitter. So that means the only English hour which still could be heard was from the number one transmitter at 12 UT on 9665. Tim Gaynor says our affiliate in Australia, Unique Radio, has changed schedule again. More info and streaming via www.uniqueradio.biz. World of Radio times with shortwave frequencies when they will resume later are Mondays and Fridays at 09 UT on 3210 USB and Sundays at 06 on 5045 USB. From 01 UT, December 3rd, Andy Reid in Ontario was surprised to be hearing classical music on 6155. That, of course, seemed to be Austria, and I soon confirmed it was the same as the stream from Austrian Radio's classical music program overnight. Could it be they are resuming fuller service on that frequency, besides just after 0600? Also discovered by Ryan Elligood in Tennessee, you may recall that Austria recently moved the relays of Japan from 6155 between 0430 and 0530 to 6185 despite Mexico. So we're wondering if they were clearing up that frequency for their own expanded use. But as of this recording, we don't yet know whether it was just a transmitter test or we'll be continuing. Anyhow, in the North American evenings, check 6155 for classical music from Austria. IV 1. Richard Langley in New Brunswick says, nice, but have to switch to upper sideband at 03 when Romania signs on 6150. Ryan Elligood says, now to add to this mystery, there was no Japan on 6185 via Austria at 0430 December 3rd that same evening. Alan Rowe in England was recording this, so went back and checked. He said it came on without announcement at midnight 4 UT and remained on until 0538, then came on again at 0559 for the scheduled daily transmission. Otherwise, from the Mosbrunn, Austria site, Manuel Mendes forwards a notice from Radio Joystick, the Charlie Prince show of their monthly broadcast on 7330, Sunday 6 December at 11 to 12 UT, which they've been doing since 2013. About Bougainville missing from 3325, Ian of Shortwave Sites says, apparently it's off the air due to a UPS problem that NBC techs need to fix. They also have an intermittent satellite equipment problem. About that station on 4925 mentioned last week, Lucio Ottavio Bobrovich in São Paulo State kept monitoring it almost every night and finally got a definite ID November 30th at 2300 as Rádio Educação Rural in Chefé, Amazonas. About the new DRM test from RNA Brazil, mentioned last week on 11880, despite conflicting with Cuba NAM, among others, they were not heard after November 25th. This prompted some generally negative reviews of DRM in general, such as from Ken Zicke in Michigan. One wonders if anyone involved in the design of the system actually ever listened to shortwave broadcasts or tried to receive DRM under normal double-hop shortwave conditions. For some reason, they seem to think QAM64 in whatever mode is appropriate for shortwave, despite the fact it is not. Wolfgang Duschel in Germany says it's a boring playground since 2002, when the Fraunhofer software appeared in Europe. The Brazilian telecom technicians are playing in front of the Christmas tree, out of boredom. Another event, once more in the never-ending story of this stillborn decode-encode radio option product. Some of them attend very expensive conventions in luxury hotels around the world every year. But this resumed on December 2nd on a different frequency, 11910. The RMNA group reported this via Richard Langley. This is not a clear frequency either. Registrations show the following also using it at various times of the day: China Radio International, Radio Japan, Voice of America, and North Korea. At first I could not hear any DRM noise direct. Then I went to the Brasilia remote receiver, which can't be too far from the transmitter site at Rodeador Park. And in 1924, there it was, some music being heard. However, it was cutting on and off the air about 50% of the time. That is, even when monitored at local range. A major defect of the DRM concept is that it has to run inside the otherwise AM shortwave broadcasting bands. It's a big public relations problem, interfering with normal broadcasts, making enemies instead of friends, and which, although thinning out, are still a hard place to find a clear frequency, especially for 24 hours. While there is plenty of space in the adjacent fixed utility bands, already occupied by various forms of digital transmission, where DRM belongs, if anywhere. Ordinary shortwave AM reception should not be blasted inside the bands by this noise, even if technically it is not QRDRMing. Richard Langley forwards another post from the DRMNA IO group at 03UT December 3rd from Zig AF4MP in Georgia State, who says, "The signal is up with the SNR now at over 21 dB. The audio dropouts down to about 1 every 4 minutes. Really excellent audio quality, with the Dream audio bandwidth plot showing 11.5 kHz. The beacon list at dxinfocenter.com flags 19 Canadian beacons as due to be decommissioned on February 25th, 2021. I saw that when I ran across one of them on 223 kHz, November 29th at 0641, Dash and YYW from Armstrong, Ontario. An even better catch I ran across December 1st at 0137 on 340 kHz was Double Y with a Dash. That's from Montjoly, Quebec. It's louder than my local 25-watt 1 kHz away on 341 EI. And Montjoly is not even in the closest part of Quebec, but way up on the Gaspé Peninsula, over 1,700 miles away, 500 watts. Roberto Scaglione in Italy forwarded notice from the CRI China Italian service that one of their frequencies has been suspended, 7435 at 18 to 19 UT. It's also listed for English during the preceding 2 hours for technical reasons. That is, will be suspended between December 15th and 28th. That frequency is from the transmitter site of Jinhua, so it may affect many other broadcasts from that site. You can search on the JIN frequencies in the lists. The sloppy raiders at Radio Havana, Cuba did it again, punching up the wrong frequency, 6950 instead of 9650, the morning of November 29th at 1330, caught by Chris Smolinski, and also November 30th from 12 UT, caught by Ivo Ivanov. I was also hearing 6950 November 30th at 1500, along with a heterodyne from an open carrier on 6948, perhaps a pirate jammer. And yet again December 1st from 1200 on 6950, says Ivo Ivanov, using remote receivers in the U.S., but by 1405 they were back on the proper 9650. Something's always wrong at Radio Havana, Cuba, and there's more. The English broadcast at midnight UT is supposed to be only on 5040, but Steve Wiseblood in Texas and then I were hearing it on 13740 as well on December 3rd. Furthermore, on December 2nd, one of the transmitters on several frequencies was way off frequency, noted by Ivo Ivanov, 9699.7, until 0705 UT, 6099.8 after 1145, 13699.6 after 1400. Wolfgang Duschard measured that one on 13699.623, while it was clashing with Brother Scare via Bulgaria on 13700.005. And until it went off at 0705 December 2nd, Ken Zicki in Michigan measured the English frequency on 9699.74. A couple of logs of the clandestine for Eritrea, Radio Arena, on 9720 via Bulgaria. Robert Butterfield in Maryland, listened November 22nd at 1735, in Arabic, ID at 1758 and off at 1800. Also heard a week later, November 29th, by Mark Taylor in Wisconsin, the NASFA flash sheet at 1728, Horn of Africa Music and off at 1800. Another clandestine for Eritrea is Baito Yaikel, B-A-Y-T-O-Y-A-I-K-L, which is at a Saturday-only broadcast at 1530 via France on 17545. However, on December 2nd and the previous Wednesday, I was hearing something near that frequency after 1530. Could it be the same station with an additional broadcast? Jeff White confirms that it is. I was measuring it on 17545.06, which is further off frequency than I would expect from Issoudun, France. So we need to check whether it's also off frequency for the Saturday broadcast. Mystery 21, a pirate believed to be in Germany, keeps hopping around the 60-meter band. November 27th at 1500, Yves Ivanov reports it on 4860. I noticed the Voice of Greece missing from its only remaining shortwave frequency, 9420, on December 1st. Also, Vince Shirley in the British TX Club said it might have been off the air for at least two nights. He hopes this does not signal the closure of the shortwave operation. I will particularly miss its musical output, which I much enjoyed, as did many of us. But then Vince found them back on the air by December 2nd at 1340. Well, Mauno Rutila got a relieving reply. It is a temporary malfunction. We are currently working on fixing it. Dimitri, a Greek living in the UK, says they've been facing financial problems to the point that ERT is thinking of closing down the shortwave service altogether. They've really abandoned shortwave transmitters relying on internet. I'm really going to miss them if they go. Ivo Ivanov has some free advice for the clandestine Radio Iran International. 11550 from 0430 until 1100 via Uzbekistan, because 11550 is also occupied at variable times by Chinese jamming after 0800. Iran International should change immediately to a nearby empty frequency such as 11540, 11560, or 570. I confirm a change effective November 30th, the NHK relay via Austria at 0430. Move from 6155 to 6185, blocking XCPPM in Mexico. Also 300 versus only 1 kilowatt. That's Monday through Friday, while the relay is a half an hour later on Saturday and Sunday at 0500. However, as I mentioned earlier, under Austria, the 6185 relay was not to be heard December 3rd at 0430. Ron Howard upon Asilomar State Beach, California, follows up his report last week about All India Radio, Srinagar, the Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir, which you heard November 26th, on 4950. There was better reception on November 27th. You couldn't tell when they signed on, however. Heard from 0125 until off at 0216. And then even better on November 28th. Transmitter came on at 0116, then the AIR interval signal and the patriotic song Vande Mataram. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio 2063, a non-commercial service, as is our website, worldofradio.com. Our thanks this week for financial support from Jack Amilar, NY8D in Lowell, Michigan. Sent a check on a U.S. bank to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702. He says, thank you for many years of World of Radio and loggings, which I have enjoyed and used. One may also contribute via PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, to WORADIO at yahoo.com. Ron Howard's update on weekly jump-around frequency changes from the clandestines from South to North Korea. As of Monday, November 30th, observed frequencies at 11:55. However, there were no changes for the third consecutive week from VOP. Best on 3480, 3910, 3930, 4450, 6520, 6600. While VOH changed all its frequencies to 3980, 4885, 5990, 6250, 6348 and 9100, rejected 1148 with an English language lesson. Voice of Freedom remained on 5920 at 1205, fair reception with no jamming, which was still from North Korea, on 6045, and 6135 was also a clear frequency with no jamming. In Australian DX News, Rob Wagner in Victoria reports on Radio Onda, the Belgian station transmitting Brazilian music from the Netherlands at a place called Borculo. He had a great signal on November 20th from 1930 UT past 2000 with occasional IDs, way off its registered frequency 6140, really on 6138.02. November 29th at 2318, I had some barely audible talk on 6770. That would be the old-time radio pirate I'd not heard in ages, that far below the main pirate band, as Chris Smolinski had just tipped that it had been on the air at 1348 UT November 29th. Not a bad signal for him into Maryland. On November 28th, I noticed that the only local TV transmitter in Enid, K17JN-D, which is a 3ABN translator, had been reconfigured. Now they have only 5 video channels and no more audio channels. And furthermore, I noticed that there was closed captioning only on the main 17-1 with 3ABN programming. Number 2 channel was called Quovida, Q-U-O-V-I-D-A, something I'd not heard of before. But anyhow, why isn't there any closed captioning on the others? Is this legal? Trip Erickson of rabbitears.info explains, the way it's supposed to work, any program that has captions are supposed to be passed through local programming for small enough stations or networks under a certain size who produce their own programming and would have to pay to have that specific programming captioned are exempt. There's more to it than that, but I'm not familiar with the ins and outs. Have a great one and stay safe. Once again, on UT Saturday, November 28th at 0300, WRMI was playing encore classical music on 5800, a time not on their schedule. But they had resumed the UT Thursday 0300 on 5800 by December 3rd, says Richard Lemke, although reception for him in Alberta was poor. Meanwhile, I've been in contact with Bryce Avery, and he has redone his playlist to be much more informative. Check them at www.tumbril.co.uk. South Carolina non, don't be surprised if you hear Brother Hysterical colliding with Cuba on 13700. November 28th at 1402, there he was. Before Cuba had come on, ending in 00, this relay is surely via Bulgaria, but Yves Ivanov says it may have been a mistake. If you'd like to medium wave DX Europe, deep into North America, here's a tip. Spain on 684 kHz, December 1st at 0140, it was the strongest of lots of JBA carriers from Europe, enough to hear some audio in Castilian and then some jazz, and parallel to 774, that is the RNE1 network. 684 is the superpower one from Sevilla. Harald Kuhl forwards a notice to the British DX Club he received from SAQ in Sweden. The traditional Christmas Eve transmission is cancelled. That's the VLF Alex Sanderson alternator on 17.2 kHz, a necessary measure to protect everyone involved. Stephen Wiseblood in the Rio Grande Valley reports Radio Thailand in English on 13750 to North America at midnight 30 UT, November 30th, including a virtual tour of Thailand visiting a local waterfall. How was the reception quality, I wonder? He says, surprisingly enough, it was fairly good. First time I've received Thailand in English at an audible level in quite some time. I wonder if elevated solar flux helped. I heard a report on one of the ham news shows via WA0RCR that the Hurricane Watch Net had to suspend operations from its traditional frequency 7268 LSB because of interference from a broadcast station. That's the voice of Turkey on 7265 in Spanish. Yes, it's beamed toward our hemisphere, which it should not be doing, inside our ham band. Anyhow, it was heard at 0240 UT November 26th by JRX in Brazil. And he says they were also on 7280. In any event, this was only for 1 hour. We get excellent reception of VOA in English for 1 hour, 21 UT on 11720, aimed eastward to Africa, but off the back here. And after the news, it's African music. Hyper-rock music, in fact. What a pity VOA prioritizes that to Africa, where there must be plenty of African music on their radios already, rather than any kind of American music, of which there is a tremendous variety, from classical to country. VOA should fill this hour with a different American genre each day of the week, and Richard Langley says, including jazz. I've noticed that one of our recently added World of Radio broadcasts on WRMI has disappeared already. No longer UT Tuesday at 0200 on 9955 as of December 1st. Also, Laurie Will advises that effective immediately, the World of Radio airing via Area 51 on WBCQ moves 5 hours earlier. No longer UT Monday at 0400, but Sunday at 2300 UT. That's because some of the 7490 program has to be switched to 6160, Herald of Truth in that case. That's because WHRI is occupying 7490 between 0430 and 0600. BZQ has already moved a new talk show between 04 and 06 weeknights to 6160. On November 30th, I was pleased to note that the World of Radio broadcast via IRRS 7290 had less adjacent interference than usual, because China on 7295 was missing. That's one of the transmitters in Urumqi, East Turkestan, land of Chaikom imperialism and brainwashing of the Uyghurs, is off the air for maintenance for a few more days. But still plenty of splash from Vietnam on 7280 as monitored in Holland. Accompanying a QSL from Cap and Rick of Texas Radio Shortwave, heard via WRMI, says, alas, TRSW may have to drop its pirate theme. Now that we've gone sort of mainstream, we guess that Cap'n Rick and the rest of the crew will just drift off and not be heard from again, with a very limited number of listeners to U.S. pirate stations compared to those of international broadcasters like Channel 292, WRMI, and WBCQ. We've learned where our carefully collated music is most appreciated. Like international broadcasters, we want listeners, not just QSL collectors. Tuesday, December 1st at 1516, WRMI No. 3 was still on 9955 after its nominal sign-off weekdays at 1500. It turned out to be Freedom Synergy Radio, the program promoting Taiwan, which had not been heard or reported in a few months. They stopped new programming in August. I had a similar appearance of it, heard back on August 27th. On November 28th, Alan Wiener Worldwide of WBCQ said they're still waiting to acquire WHRI. There have been delays in getting FCC approval, maybe because they are working from home. Otherwise, he says, they would be on the air right now with World's Last Chance programming. And he mentioned no other programming in connection with WHRI, so I think it's pretty clear that WLC is bankrolling this acquisition. No signal from KVOH, November 27th, on 17775, after 1500. Soon got an explanation from Ray Robinson at the station, before I could even ask him. Due to high winds, Southern California Edison has been cutting power preemptively to subscribers in L.A. and Ventura County. They are concerned that downed power lines may cause fires and result in lawsuits against them. The areas targeted this morning include both the transmitter sites for KVOH and our sister FM station, so we're currently off the air. We hope to be returning by tomorrow. And they did, just in time for WaveScan, Saturday at 16:01. From Lance Venta, Radio Insight, November 25th, via the Arctic Radio Club, Family Radio sells New York City tower land for $51 million. It's a 5-acre tower site of the 1560 station, formerly WQEW New York, sold to logistics real estate operator Prologis for $51 million. It will utilize the land for parking and storage. The industrial site operators are looking for more space for last-mile logistics. The land in Maspeth, Queens, is located in the middle of an industrial park. As part of the sale, Family Radio will continue to operate WFME's 50-kilowatt signal from the three-tower array until they relocate to a new facility. In WTFDA's VHF-UHF Digest, Doug Smith in his FCC news column says, 22 stations have filed a move from VHF channels to UHF. All received VHF assignments in the original DTV conversion have been stuck there ever since. Six stations will be, assuming they are granted, moving from low VHF, six in Butte, Montana, two in Las Vegas, six in Schenectady, five in Toledo, and Memphis and Bristol, Virginia. At the end of analog, there were three digital stations transmitting on Channel 5 from Tennessee. Now there will be none. In Australian DX News, John Adams in Far North Queensland reports, Radio Vanuatu, Port Vila on 7260. Back on this frequency with the weather report in Bislama at 0510, November 12th. Well, that may explain why the harmonics of 3945 are no longer heard on 7890 and 11835 if their only transmitter is actually on 7260 at least part of the time. The computed harmonics of that would be 14520 and 21780, but much less likely to propagate into our night if they exist. I had reported the BBC Arabic Hour at 03UT via the UAE site off frequency 5995.096. Ron Howard replies, he heard this around 5995.07, November 27th at 0306 in Arabic, killing any chance of decent reception of Radio 1 ZNBC Zambia, which had been almost fair before 0300. First time I've noted this mixing mess. He says, I would much rather hear Zambia in the clear without the BBC strong QRM. Wolfgang Büschel explains that one of the four transmitters at the Al-Dabiya site is always off frequency to the upper side, and points out many other examples. Joe Caberlin points out there's a new Hooper beacon on 4095.6. He's hearing it via remotes in the west. There are sweep tones and IDs twice a minute as DW. I've also heard it in the evening via remote in Nevada. Lots more about this at HF Underground, where they call it the Desert Hooper. Lamenting the closure of Universal Radio in the Mare tip sheet, Ken Zicke recalls other mom-and-pop radio shops which already closed. The smell was the telltale, old cigars, solder flux smoke, warm tubes mixed with wood floor wax, and burnt transformers. That smell meant electronics people who know what they're doing. And I haven't walked into a store that elicited that smell memory since I was in my early 20s. See Shortwave Radiogram, November 28th, via Roger, for a story from Science X, Left for Dead Twice, Radio Shack Gets Another Shot Online. Despite Amazon, the plan is to build a vast online marketplace on top of the Radio Shack brand. Other bankrupt retailers have found a second life online. The overhead is low, and there are people who remain loyal to the brand, even after the store lights go out. The new owners are REV. They hope to have RadioShack.com open for business by the end of November. About 400 Radio Shack locations remain open, operating independently from the Rev-owned parent company. From a much longer story by Matt Ott in TechExplore.com. The propagation outlook from SWPC Boulder issued November 30th. Geomagnetic field expected to be at quiet to G1 minor storm levels. ANKNC is peaking at 20 and 5 on December 19th, otherwise mostly 5 and 2 through the 26th. Solar flux descending from 113 December 3rd to a minimum of 82 December 13th to 16th, and then climbing again to 115 by December 26th. Glenn Hauser here. Thanks for listening to World of Radio 2063 with a standard disclaimer.